Blog Talk Radio.
Some of my fucking old shit. I should put on my black shirt. Fuck it. Let me go get it. Let's get it. All right. Peace, everybody. What's going on, man? Can you please share that I'm on, if y'all don't mind? God damn. All right. All right, Mochilla. Deanna. Dina. All right, and Shanigwa, peace. All right, I was actually looking at the so-called daughter, R. Kelly's so-called daughter and Aaliyah's daughter. I ain't listened to the whole thing. It's still kind of weird, you know. I don't believe it. I don't really see no resemblance to anything like that, but. You never know. I mean, we'll watch some of that, man. Let me cut this music off real quick. All right, peace, everybody. What's going on? All right, we're going to get right into it. If y'all don't mind, please share that I'm on. All right, so we're going to get right into it. So first, let me see, man. All right, let's go to, actually go to the video. I wasn't planning on starting with it first, but I'll do that now. Just give me 1 second. Let me go to my videos real quick. How's everybody weekend going? Yo, man, from now on, I'm not eating no more spaghetti because I put that came on last night, but I made some spaghetti. You know, this is a little sidebar. I made some spaghetti, right, with the chopped meat, but I also added, I don't know why, but I do it once in a sky blue. You know, I get some chicken breast, like one piece of chicken breast, sear it, cut it up, and put it in the, you know, in the sauce with the ground beef and all that. Man, that shit is so heavy. That shit knocked me down. Like, that shit right there ain't no joke. That shit'll put a horse down. You know what I mean? And I ate some before I even went live, so I'm kind of feeling it right now. So I don't know why I did it, but shit, you know, when you're hungry, you know, you gonna eat. But that shit is too heavy on the stomach, man. We gonna go to this real quick. All right, this is real fucked up right here. It I definitely felt that. You said Deanna, is Deanna? Oh, okay, well, shit. Oh, you're right. I tried. All right, let's get right into it. Come on. You ate chicken spaghetti? Yeah, because it kind of took away from the taste, too. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. I won't do that shit again. I'll tell you that right now. All right, let's go to this real quick, man. Let's get this one out the way.
I work in this business with my friend. He's like a son. He's like a dad. Our community right now, we lost everything. Everything we worked for, one person took that person out of our community. Thousands of jobs, we don't have no more. Homies don't have nothing to do. They backslide. They rob people now. We have stuff to do. Now they don't have nothing to do. All our stores are closed down. All we rely on God. The whole community relies on them and the team that we had down there. Now the team is not down there. The members not down there. The whole community is affected. All of our stores are closed. We have nowhere to go. We can't go to Ralph's to get no food. The only thing that we have is that shopping center. That shopping center closed down now. Tourists can come by there, can't even take pictures no more. Everything we built got tore down. One man's mistake, one man's action messed up our whole community. Our whole community is suffering to this day. These kids don't have nowhere to go. They have nothing to do. They have nothing to look up to no more. And the world still wants to know why. We want to know why. Would somebody do that to a person that was leading the whole community? Why? We want to know why. That's all we want to know is why. Who possessed a person to take a person out of our community that was so powerful? So many people depended on that person. Nobody depended on this other person. Everybody depended on this one person in our community. And they want mercy from this guy. Where was the mercy when he was kicking Nipsey on the ground? Where was that mercy at? Where was that mercy at? You want some mercy? You want somebody to show you some love? You ain't even looked at nobody. You ain't even looked at the jury and show no respect, no remorse.
Sir.
You say, my bad, I messed up. You know, sir, I got you. I'm trying to do it the right way.
Thank you, sir.
All right. But there's been no remorse from the individual that's on trial. So I'm asking you, Judge, it really, you know, the time, I don't care what you give the guy. It ain't about the time. I need to know why. I wish I could get that. You know, his fate is still. He took a man's life. His life is getting taken. Simple as that. You know, he goes against the body. So his life has been forfeited. So he has to kill a guy. You know, like I said, I just would like to know why. Why would you take such a person out of our community like that? You know, because I know you're going to do the right thing.
Yeah, and I absolutely understood and felt him on that. You know what I'm saying? You know, even though a lot of people were saying, you know, we all heard what people were saying, that, you know, that he should have, you know, got on the stand. And I'm talking about Cowboy, That's his homeboy. Like you said, that was like a son to me. And that was like a father to me. Because Nipsey was very highly intelligent. So, you know, he always dropped gems and you can learn from somebody. So, and that was Little Thundercat. So you can tell that was genuine love that he had for Nip. And he right. After he took Nip, like, that whole area just shut down. They closed down the mama and pop stores. I just looked on the, what was that today? Let me see if I have it. Two ladies from Los Angeles.
There's a difference between.
Hold on, let me see if I got it real quick. So we're going to go to quite a few things, as y'all can see through the on the title. Haven't been here for almost a week now. So I'm going to fuck with y'all. Hopefully y'all fuck with me. Let me see if I can find it real quick, because it goes along these lines where what I was going to say. Shout out to Slauson Girl too.
Oh.
Let me show you this real quick. Let me see something real quick. All right. Hold on. I ain't put my magic ink on or nothing today. Okay. Here we go. That's it. Yeah. All right. Check this out.
Opening the doors to a family affair Southern cuisine. They've been learning along the way, but they never imagined that they'd wake up to the news that all their hard work and savings had burned to the ground.
It was like, your restaurant's on fire. I'm like, yeah, okay. She called me like, no, the restaurant is on fire. We have nothing. I'm like, what? We left it. We were locked up. Everything was off. So it was like April Fool's. And she was like, get up. They said the restaurant is on fire.
By the time Brittany and Ja'Kai got to their business on the morning of February 19th, the firefighters had extinguished the flames, but almost everything in the building was destroyed. They were told it was an electrical fire.
And to see this extent and, yeah, unfortunately. I got to this door, I yelled so loud, and the firefighter was like, why are you yelling? And I was like, look. And then he was like, I'm so sorry.
Brittany and Ja'Kai opened up their restaurant just over a year ago. They dealt with the effects of the pandemic and were just starting to feel secure. They say they support their community, feeding and employing people in need. Now, since the fire, they're asking the community for support.
Finances, prayers, if people know any other restaurant spots that are within the community, email it to us. We plan to use the GoFundMe for our ghost kitchen, for rent, for seasonings, for everything that insurance is not going
to
cover.
They're not sure if they'll be able to remain in the same location, opening the doors to...
Now, I said that for a reason, because I feel like they literally did that on purpose. I really think that they set that fucking place on fire. So since that whole ordeal, even though they've been shutting down businesses and shit over there in L.A., the moms and pop stores, that famous donut store, and it was a famous place where they made the cheeseburgers, and I forgot the names of it, but they literally gentrifying, you know what I'm saying? Buying up the land and kicking people out. And I think like what they did to this girl, these two girls right here, they burnt down their business. And at the end, you hear them say that they think they're gonna open in another location, because they coming back to take these areas. You understand what I'm saying? But shout out to East New York. You said Mike, you have been missing. And I said, yeah, I know. But I'm going to get back on track, man. So it was, you know, had to take care of some things. You feel me? So that's kind of crazy. So at the end of the day, I wanted to play that because it's like after Nipsey, shit just started going downhill, like everything going out of business. Like, you know, they dilapidating the area so they could build it up for the tourist attraction. So that's exactly what they do. And again, like I played the video last time I was live about, it's not about black people pulling themselves up from the bootstraps and owning businesses, which you know that they have. However, a lot of these big wigs, they own the land and they be buying up all the property for things like that. So they can, you know what I'm saying? They can control the demographics. You know what I mean? Anyway, let's continue, man. Reason why it was good. Iowa in the building. I hear that hot shit. I bet it's cold in a motherfucker over there. All right, so we're going to cover a few things today. Let's get this one out the way since it's right there. Now, I'm not going to go too far, too deep into that, but the Wayne Wade's daughter has her name legally changed after court battle. Judge also ruled in favor of her official gender change from male to female. Only thing I can say is I really feel like he... If he's trying to be the face of this kind of situation, I'm trying to choose my words very carefully, knowing that the mother of the girl now, Zaya, I've been saying Zaya so long, I forgot the boy's name. Oh, shit, I probably blew a booger out my nose, too. Sorry about that, y'all. Hold on, let me get off camera. Sorry about that. But at the end, hold on, let me get off camera. I apologize for that shit. Hold the fuck up, okay? Hold on. I feel embarrassed doing that shit. I'm glad I'm on a small screen. I ain't see it, okay? Y'all can kiss my ass ahead of time. And don't try to zoom in and shit. Y'all motherfuckers is crazy. I can't. Hold on now. I got my call. I'm good. I'm sorry, y'all. All right? Woo. Y'all going to get me on that shit. I'm going to edit this shit out soon when I get off my... I'm scared to get on camera now. Hold on. Fuck that. Hold on. You smell it? All right, let me stop. What's good, Retro? But, yeah, as I was saying, I'm going to try not to laugh no more, goddammit, shit. Anyway, yeah, let me get off this subject because it's crazy. I don't subscribe to it. And I just feel like it's almost like to keep the money going, to be the face of it, capitalize off of it. It's weird. However... Like, what's his name? What the nigga said? I forgot his name. This is America, all right? That's Donald Glover, all right? It's a few shit I want to cover today. We're going to cover quite a few things. Remember this shit? And we're going to listen to the interview with fake-ass R. Kelly's daughter. So I already got some of that queued up. This is for the old heads such as myself. If y'all don't understand what this meme right here is about, you don't know nothing about it, son. You ain't lived long enough to understand this picture right there. You know what I'm saying? The world may never know, motherfucker. How many licks does it take to get to the center of the Tootsie Roll of a Tootsie motherfucking pie? When I seen that, I had to, come on, son, I had to save that shit. That was crazy. But anyway, this the Drake thing.
And then in fact post video of himself threatening to be armed and threatening the deceased prior to his death.
Then subpoena 600 Breezy, what does that have to do with someone else who have no evidence of being involved other than hearsay and innuendo? You are now trying to just drag somebody in who's a celebrity who does not want to be associated with this, and the harm to that individual is not inconsequential.
I'll tell you why. Because that person then further posted that the reason that he came down here was for Drake. So I'm not making this up. This is out there. But I'm not being allowed to investigate. All I want to do is take a deposition.
You've had this case since 2018. Go talk to Breezy.
Word.
He's on my witness list. I don't know where he is, but Judge, listen.
But that's a different hearing.
Kendrick Breezy did, in fact,
That's the fucking thing. These fucking defense attorneys, they don't have nothing. These niggas don't have nothing. This is Sour Tea, Detox Tea, Lemon, and that's it. But the shit tastes good as hell. Let me check something because I don't think my mic is hooked up for some reason because the light should be on. The light should be on. Let me see. Okay. All right, it's on. I guess the light fucking broke. All right, my bad. I just wanted to make sure my mic was on, and it's usually it lights up. So, but it's working. All right. Just want to get that out the way. All right. But you see that? You see the bullshit? They got nothing. Fat Boy, I seen it today. Retro, I'm going to check out the beats. I seen it today. All right, I had to take care of a lot of things, so I wasn't able to, checking and stuff like that. But I'm gonna definitely check it out tonight for sure. Ooh, excuse me. And what the fuck I was saying? what the fuck I was saying, bro? Lord have mercy. It's that fucking spaghetti. But in any event, these defense lawyers. Oh, I was Robert Allen. Fat Boy is on the motherfucking stand, and he was there when Triple X got murdered. These defense attorneys really have nothing to counter, so they just saying anything. Now it's 600 Breezy. We knew Drake ain't really had nothing to do with this shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when we first heard it, when that dickhead right there brung it to, our attention to the courts or whatever, we kind of, Drake wouldn't do no shit like that. But then again, he did have beef with Triple X and shit like that. So we kind of gave it the benefit of the doubt. But more we listened to the case, how dumb and stupid these niggas are going on fucking on Instagram, taking pictures with the money, literally hours after killing the people. We like, nah, ain't no fucking way in hell that this dude damn near a billionaire, multi-millionaire, don't really need to put hits on nobody. We even stoop that low to spend money to these dickheads to kill somebody when he could get professionals. You know what I'm saying? So now he just spaghetti kush. Yeah, goddammit, that shit ain't no joke, son. That shit, I ain't gonna hold it. That shit whipping my ass. That shit put me out all day yesterday. I'm like, let me make some spaghetti. That was the worst shit. I ain't had spaghetti in a minute. That was the worst choice. I'm gonna tell y'all right now. That shit, man, that shit ain't no joke. Put my ass out. I slept good though. But this. You see this right here? You see this?
I ain't going nowhere. Just embrace me, bitch. Always lurking on my page. You don't hate me.
I can't play the music. Now, this is the same coon. Now he got a monkey suit. So now he's even taunting the people because he's being a coon, a monkey, a sideshow. And look at that. This is what I'm saying. We got these tethers out here. We got these motherfuckers. This dude needs to be. I said it before, and I say it again. Needs to be neutralized or sit back. They need to get neutralized and sent the fuck back. And then Cardi B says she's not doing anything to hurt nobody. You wouldn't understand. Yes, you have black children. Yes, you have black in your family due to, you know, what happened and so forth and so on, as far as the slave trade is concerned, but you wouldn't understand. You understand what I'm saying? You wouldn't understand. Evidently, you wouldn't understand, and you should be old enough to understand what this symbolizes. Yeah, nah, son. That shit ain't no joke. He's a real dick face, man. Again, we're going to go to some footage in a minute. But, let me go to the 50 Cent joint. Hold on. And, yeah, we definitely going to talk about what's her name. Hold on. Yeah, and see, you see the picture right here, right? Oh, hold on. God damn it. She looks fucking crazy. But you see that? Ah, god damn it, I'm trying to freeze it. Next time I'm going to fucking download this shit or something. But you see her, right? But I guess that's her. It looks like her. My question is, where the mother, Aaliyah's biological mother, would she come out and just say it? They both, R. Kelly is never coming home. He's probably going to die in there. Unfortunately, and I say this, unfortunately, he's going to die in there. What about all the other people that did way worse than what he's done? But anyway, we'll touch on that in a minute. We'll touch on that in a minute. That's crazy. Look at this shit here. This is funny. I know y'all seen this shit already. It's all good. Y'all seen all this shit already, but it is what it is. I haven't been here in a while. Make sure y'all show some love to the platform today, man, y'all. You already know, man. This is funny as fuck.
I think he went up there and just got the fucking talking.
Innocent or guilty, criminal or citizen, that could get them any time for any crime. Say, look, if it's like, sir, did you see such and such? Oh, wait a minute. The only time. Mm. All right, so me and my cousin, too. We caught no gun cases, too, that a lawyer said, well, you know, I can make everything go away. It's it. Tremaine.
Why admit to the after? Like, bruh.
And I had a talk to him. Say, I take all the charges you got. If you can walk away free and put it on me, goddamn right.
Want to ask the authorities to give you a pass?
Because I'd be damned if they're going to come and motherfucking extradite me from here.
I'm going to hold that in all them damn time. All this damn time for 20-something years, you're going to hold that in? And it finally came out? I think he went up there and just got the fucking talk.
Yo, that's crazy. But let me ask this question. Let's keep it 100 here. Now, I listened to a live that Mike Son did, right? I didn't save it. I don't know if I should go to it, but basically what he was saying, if he was in a situation, you know what I'm saying, whereas I don't want to mess it up, but basically, you know, if he put himself in a position, he said if he died and if the person that he did a crime with or whatever, if he was going down and he could put it on my son while he's dead to get away scot-free, the guns, the drugs, the murder, all that, put it on him and take it. So it's kind of, we really get it all mixed up to whereas snitching, we all get it kind of mixed up somehow. I would say, I would gladly say, to be honest, I would say, you know, you can put it on me. I'm not coming back, bro. I'm not coming back. Man, let me, God, I tell you, almost every day, I want 40 plus years. I say it all the time. You got to put that shit out there. You understand? So I say, give me another 40. All the time. So if that happens to happen, I'll be like, yo, son, put it on me, bro. To get out, put it on me. Pause. Ew. You understand? How do y'all feel about that? The phone lines is open already right now. So I would like to know what y'all think. And don't be sitting up here lying. Keep with a bop. If something happened to me and you could put it on me, for you to get away, then go ahead. You understand what I'm saying? I don't mean like, I don't know. What's your thoughts? I'm putting the phone number in there right now. And don't be fucking sitting up here fronting the shit. All right? Let me put that number in. But the thing is about Tip. He said that he had a dream that his cousin told him. He's lying like a motherfucker. We all know that. Come on now. And matter of fact, he did put up some paperwork. So what about legacy? What do you mean? Oh, shit. Occupy Black Media. We already had some shit before now. I don't want no smoke today, brother. I don't want no smoke today. I don't want no issues, no problems. I got enough going on right now. All right? And hold on, man. Hold on. And make sure y'all hit that like button as well. Yo, salute, Bamboos. I see you in the building. And y'all want to donate, please make sure y'all show some love to the platform. All right? And it's been a week, so don't act like motherfuckers today, okay? Let me see if anybody have anything to say on that. All right, we got Brooklyn the fucking Cali. All right, let's see what you got to say on that, man. Let's get it. You're on the air, boy. What's up?
What's good?
What's good, my G? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. So what's your thoughts about this? So you already know, so I don't have to ask you the question. What's your thoughts? Would you?
First and foremost, I think T.I. was lying about that shit.
Me too.
That was
lying
a lot of cap. That was cap. But I'm going to put it like this. If my man is not here anymore, if for the sake of whatever I got pending as far as am I taking care of my family, who's depending on me, I think we all doing the same thing. I'm doing the same thing. I shouldn't say we all. I can't speak for nobody else, but I'm going to do the same thing. That man is not here in the physical anymore. Why are we both getting taken away when our family is dependent on us or whatever the circumstance is just for the sake of some kind of code? And I also think it's very, very funny how us as Black Americans want to stick to a code when it comes to shit that pretty much don't even concern the majority of us in this country. A majority of us ain't street niggas. We ain't in the streets. We out here working 9 to 5s. They're working, living a regular life, and we want to uphold a code that don't got a motherfucking thing to do with us. It's crazy.
Let me add this, because I was saying to myself, too, like, this, like, when... Just say a law-abiding citizen, a person who go to work every day that's not in the streets or whatever. And if they report something that happened outside of their home or whatever, or something happened to them, somebody broke into their car and they know who did it, the little knucklehead down the street named little Nip Nip. They would consider that person who's a law-abiding citizen a snitch. You understand? You see the dichotomy here. You see the mix up. Now, I'm not glorifying like, hey, snitch this down the throat. No. At the end of the day, if there's rules, those rules should be abide by. And sometimes people get a misconstrued on what snitching is. I don't necessarily agree with, like, if you do the crime, y'all together, and you snitch on a motherfucker. If y'all been in the gang, you know, like this Rico shit going on with the, you know, YSL, this and the third. Nigga, you got to stand 10 toes down, keeping your mouth shut. You understand what I'm saying?
That situation right there is a little different to me, though, because, you know, that whole YSL thing, I think people are picking and choosing who they want to be mad at. When it's a lot of niggas taking pleas, the motherfucking co-founder took a plea. He not receiving the same ridicule as fucking Gunna. You know what I'm saying? Gunna is a recording artist. He may have ties to the Crips at first and then the Bloods. Like, that shit is already confusing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like we put too much motherfucking energy into shit that don't have nothing to do with shit. Like, as us, adults in this country, as Black Americans in this country, we want to uphold a lot of different shit that don't really have nothing to do with nothing, because it's easier to go along with what everybody else doing than stand on your own laurels. You know what I'm saying? Like, that snitching shit never been a thing for me, because number one, when I was doing shit I knew just growing up with who I grew up with and who my OGs was, they schooled me to the game of certain shit. And I never put myself in positions with niggas where it would even come down to I'm depending on another nigga for my freedom. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
So facts. I never put myself in those kind of positions, and I used to do a lot of fucking shit, bro. Like, I'm by the grace of God, I'm still here moving around. Because I know when my pops passed and shit, I got into a whole bunch of shit. And that's another story for another day. But I just feel like we focus on too much bullshit instead of focusing on... I'll put it like this. If we stood in solidarity about real shit, like we trying to stand in solidarity about this shit and shit, we'd be in a much different place in this country. That's all I gotta say.
Now, let me say this real quick since you went Cali. How the fuck is it snowing in Cali? This is why I know that they they fucking with the elements, mind you. So,
bro, it's cold in the motherfucker out here, man. But I already knew. Because if y'all remember, if people will remember, it was extremely hot in the summertime. Unnaturally hot. Like times of part of the year when it's supposed to be maybe in the 70s, high 70s, low 80s, it was in the 100s. So I knew when it got cold, it was going to be cold. I was out in Fontana yesterday, and it was snowing.
So what does that tell you?
It tells me that somebody doing something. They fucking with something.
They definitely doing something. And before I let you go, right, I'll say this shit right here. And I'm going to talk about it. You can call in later, too. I was because I'm going to touch on the shit that happened in Ohio. That chemical spill.
I said, you know they got a motherfucking documentary that on Netflix. I forgot the name of it, but it's playing. This whole shit that's going on in Ohio is it's the same town in Ohio, same type of shit went on. It's
East
all
Palestine.
Going down the same way. Yep.
Wow.
East Palestine. Yep.
And then on top of that, they're not even something.
Bruh, they don't give a, fuck about them people, man.
Let's tackle it real quick.
They don't give a fuck about them people. They don't give a fuck about them people, bro.
Because I was going to talk about this towards the end of the show, but we're going to tackle it right now. Do y'all understand what y'all don't know what may happen? We don't even know if this could have been an inside attack. You see the shit that began and shoot down these so-called unidentified objects like that. Now a military helicopter just got shot down, or it crashed and people died in the same, I think it's the same town, but in Ohio as well. Let me show you this. Hold on, don't say nothing yet. Let me show y'all this, but I seen earlier today. Again, while we playing around, right? These motherfuckers is doing shit to whereas we all, us, can die as a result of this shit. While these motherfuckers go to them underground bunkers and live for 20 years. So it's crazy. I'm going to show this video right here. And he approached the New York mayor, whatever the fuck his name is, excuse me, whatever his name is, y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. Him. Hold on. Powerful, too. Very short. Here it is right here. Right here. Hold on. Check this shit out. This is something that we definitely need to pay attention to. All right, here we go. Right here. Check it out.
Council had a meeting yesterday, and Ray McGovern spoke to it. He is a former member of the CIA, and he testified in support of Seymour Hersh's article on the United States bombing Nord Stream pipeline. If it is proven that the United States bombed the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, as has been asserted by Seymour Hersh and his article, will you call for the United States to acknowledge and admit that that was an act of war against Germany and Russia? And I'm asking this because this may be the only way to prevent the rest of us from being killed in a thermonuclear war. And I don't want to be fried. Don't you think the media should be reporting on whether or not this is true? And don't you think you should be inquiring into whether or not this is true?
Well, thank you for the question. One, I've got no information to suggest.
Sorry, it's not the New York mayor, but whoever this fucking guy is, my bad.
That the United States was involved in bombing the North Stream.
Because you weren't briefed on it. Sorry. So you got your chance to ask questions. You weren't given information because he explicitly says you weren't briefed on it. Shouldn't you inquire?
So here's what I'll say about, I think, President Biden's leadership generally as it relates to the Ukraine and Russia.
We committed an act of war. What are you doing to respond to that? We have to hold Biden accountable. Listen, you're from Brooklyn, right? You know when to call bullshit when you see it. So do I. This is bullshit right now. And I see what's happening right now. That does not silence me. So, you can hear me right now. I want you to say something about the bombing, because we're all going to die from a nuclear war right now unless you stop it and you at least put an inquiry into whether or not it's true. This war in Ukraine is going to leave us all dead.
No, I'm going to war.
Because you need to inquire.
Say it.
That's fucking bullshit. Do not do that. You will end up all dead. We need peace. We need talk. Why are you sabotaging talk? Do not put your hands on me. We need peace talk. I am not going to take this. We need peace talk. You are leaving, listen. Did you even read the allegations? No. How about accountability? Not airheadedness. Okay. How about prisons, not bombs? Okay. How about conversation, not cremation? Diplomacy, not destruction. How about that?
All right. So with that being said, and there's other things I could play as well, but we not understanding the significance of what this government is doing, and not even understanding that we are going to be the casualties of it. This America is the big bad wolf, the big bully, right? Or portrays himself to be the biggest bully of the world, the police of the world. I love this country, however, I don't agree with what the government does. However, the China and Russia has been allies for 40 plus years. Russia is literally less than 2 miles from America. We looking at it from the other angle. I showed y'all the map already. I'll probably show y'all in a little bit. Russia is right here. Alaska is right here. Canada is right there. We right there. Like, literally, Russia looking from the right to left, not left to right. Russia is right there. Nigga, this is North America. Russia is right here. They're this close. You can take a boat from Russia to Alaska, to California. So it's a lot that's going on. And they really, they're not going to warn us. They're not going to tell us a lot of stuff because they don't want that pandemonium and people just running around in the streets and going crazy. But they're not going to warn us that, hey, they just press the button and the thermonuclear warfare bomb is headed this way. They're going to let us perish.
I don't feel like anybody should be surprised. The government continues to show you that they don't give a fuck about you. So, I mean, I think everybody at this time antenna should be up. You know, they may not know what's going to exactly happen, but just by the way that the economy is, just by the laws and shit that are passed, pretty much the government is showing you that they don't give a fuck about you and you're expendable. You know, because they doing shit that's not in the greater good of the common American in the first place. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm an American and I don't even really watch the news just because I get tired of seeing depressing, silly ass shit that, you know, just really don't make sense, and asking myself why would they do this and why would they do that when, you know, I kind of know why. If it ain't about money, if it ain't about a relationship that is that can make them money, they don't really give a fuck about you. And they show you every day. And that goes for white Americans, black Americans, Asian Americans, whoever American. Because every Asian ain't rich. Every Asian ain't upper class. Every white ain't rich. Every white ain't upper class. So, you know, everybody that is, I don't want to say at the bottom of the barrel, because that's necessarily ain't the bottom of the barrel, because I just don't believe it's a middle class anymore. Anybody that ain't really, I will say well off, is dealing with the repercussions of something that this country has done on the government side. So I think everybody's antenna should be up. Everybody's. We see Flint, Michigan. That shit still ain't fixed. You know what I'm saying? We seen what they did to New Orleans. That shit still ain't fixed. Why the fuck do anybody think they any different? When they want you out of here, they're going to get you the fuck out of here by any means necessary.
Yep. And I hope y'all see the screen. I hope y'all see the screen on how close Russia is to America. Yes, United States is a part, Alaska is a part of United States, and then you have Canada. What's literally right under Canada? It's us.
Yep.
It's not that far. Yep. We looking at it from a whole nother way of how we look at the globe. No, family, Russia is right there, baby. If they want to, and I say this with all respect, if they want to just hit a California right now, they could. It's right there.
Yep.
It's less than 10 miles. Less than that. And Russia has some of the most craziest technology. I'm not a communist. I don't subscribe to any of that for those crazy people. We are realists here. Nigga. In China, this is what I'm saying. They're in the majority of their so-called enemies is living on their soil, on American soil. They are already here. They already here. So do you really think they give a fuck about you? Why you think they got some underground bunkers that go from coast to coast, that goes from here to Jericho's Island or whatever the fuck, anywhere. Anyway, what's your thoughts, goddammit? In Germany, so it's Germany, because I've seen that Germany, China, and Russia, all of them fucking with each other. Now
I just think white folks know that the numbers dwindling down. I feel like they try to include certain races, make them feel like they are part of who they are, what they are, or what they're doing in order to keep numbers on their side, keep power on their side. You see they try to stay aligned with Asian American, some even Mexican American, you know, just to try to keep numbers in their favor. You see it when it's time to, when it's voting time. You see it.
And a lot of them classify themselves as white, the Asians.
Exactly.
Way back in the 50s and 60s, they was classifying themselves that way because they was being discriminated against and segregated against in them schools with black folks as well. They didn't want to be down with the losing team. They wanted to be down with the winning team. We all know who the winning team is. So they try to classify themselves as white.
I think these laws get passed so fast for certain demographics.
We are so disproportionately outnumbered.
But we don't have to be, though. But our minds, they keep us outnumbered.
This shit is never been a game. We just like, not us, because a lot of us, we here with it. But a lot of our people like the nigga shit, the T.I. and Boosie, the Kodak, the Pusha T, the shit that's on the title, the nigga shit. This is what entertains us. This was through the day.
I think everything has its place, but more people are willing to deal with the silliness than the truth of what's really going on. That silliness is not thought-provoking. You can laugh at that shit now, talk about that shit now, and move on to the next silly thing. But when it comes to thought-provoking things, things that you need to sit down and really come up with a plan or really try to figure out answers to, some people are not willing to use their brains when it comes to certain things like that. They just brush that shit off, you know? I mean, I've never been one to be like that because I have a lot of things that I see and I be wanting to, I wonder why, and I try to do my research about certain things. But some people are not like that. Some people don't want to deal with that. Like I said, I don't really watch the news a lot, but I know what's going on. I just be getting tired of hearing depressing ass shit. So,
yeah.
I mean, I get it.
You made a point so clear that made me want to look for this quote. I think I saved it. Did I save it? I'm saving a lot of shit, and that hairstyle is bananas. But basically, yo, if you see that shit, I'm going to show it to Lord. That shit is crazy, nigga. But basically, because I'm trying to find it now, basically, it's almost like that. He alluded to the agent from The Matrix. When a person that talks, basically like how we're talking now, this kind of talk, because, you know, a lot of us have a lot of things in common through our trauma, our demographics and shit like that. You know what I mean? We relate through the things that we have in common that traumas us. You know what I mean? That gets us through our living conditions and stuff like that, right? We can relate.
Mm-hmm.
But thinking, talking outside the box, they become uncomfortable almost to the point where they wouldn't want to hear it. They turn into almost like one of them fucking agents who, you know what I mean? It's the way when you said what you said, it made me think of how the person said, I hate messing up people's quotes, but it's something similar to that point. You know what I mean?
It's easier to deal with that silly shit because there's no thought involved in that. Thought-provoking shit that makes you think, that makes you ask questions, shit that makes you look for answers, is a lot of the shit that's not the era we in right now. Everything is microwave. A lot of people are doing what they told just from the internet. They're going along with everything they see off the internet. And a lot of us are just fucking zombies when it comes to shit that's going on. That's the difference between now and back in the day. I mean, I know I always, like, kind of link it back to music. Back in the day, it was a whole bunch of genres of music. Everything had its place, and everybody got an equal platform as far as what you were being spoon-fed. Right now, you're being spoon-fed a certain type of, and that's it. And that's how I feel about everything that's going on. We get blindsided by certain shit because we're paying attention to shit that don't really matter. Like, laws be getting passed and shit while we paying attention to bullshit. You know what I mean? And it's unfortunate, you know, it's unfortunate, but a lot of people don't want to think. And it just is what it is. We don't know why they don't want to think. I'm not even going to call them dumb.
Right.
Because that's not the case. Just because you don't want to think don't mean you dumb. It could be something else that just make you not want to even deal with that shit. Like I said, I barely watch the news. And I'm dumb. I ain't dumb by no stretch of the imagination. I just get tired of seeing dumbass shit. As a black man in this country, dumbass shit happening to my people doing dumbass shit to each other. And then at the end of the day, you know, it ain't really no answer for it, because when it's time to come to the stage with people that we look at as leaders for some answers, those people that we look at as leaders ain't even trying to come to the forefront with answers.
That's right.
Who is really trying to come to the forefront with answers? Because people too afraid of losing their platforms and shit nowadays, because really and truly, I understand it to a certain extent, people make their money off their platforms. They monetize their platform. So if you've taken away the platforms, then you're taking away their revenue streams, right?
That's a fact.
So, I mean, I understand it, but at some point in time, we gotta have the mentality like, you know, what are we really going to stand for? What are we really trying to do? You know, once you get the platform, once you get enough people following you, no matter what's going on, I think people are going to follow you if they believe in you. We see the shit kind of going on with, like how the shit with Yeezy happened. Them motherfuckers over there at Adidas done lost. Now they back at his front door trying to get back on because they thought they was bigger than him.
That's the thing, too, that I was going to talk about as well, that the power that we do have. We the ones that
exactly.
we are the culture. We set the trends. These people think that they can just monetize anything off of us. They don't really need us. They can just use us. No, we have to be in for you to win.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's like this is a prime example. They're about to lose $1.8 billion for basically killing the contract with Kanye West. Now they on their knees begging him to come back to sell the little bit that they have left so they can recoup. So they need
him. He's about to be up.
That's what I'm saying.
He's about to be up if he agreed to that. Same shit with Kyrie.
They did agree. So they're going to help.
They try.
That.
No, I said same shit with Kyrie. They try to the Nets owner Joe Tsai. He wasn't happy with how Kyrie supposedly apologized, and he the one that was dragging his shit in the mud when it came to Kyrie coming back to play. And then even when he got traded, he traded him somewhere where he didn't want to go because everybody knew Kyrie was on his way to the Lakers, and all of a sudden he ended up in Dallas.
Right.
Which is still
yep.
a good situation for him. But yeah, I mean, it's like I've always heard, you want to know who got the power? Look at who you can and cannot talk about. That's who got the power. You want to know who got the power? Look who you can talk about and look who you can't talk about. Everybody talk about us. They don't give a fuck about us. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? You can say whatever you want to say about us. They done told us all kind of shit about us. They got stereotypes about us that we still can't even live down to this day, even though we know they ain't true.
That's a fact.
But you think you can say that shit about them small hats? Nope.
You already know
they
that's
turn
a no.
your power off, my name. They turn your water and your power off, real fast.
That's a fact.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, all like for real though, man, you know what I'm saying? We talk a lot, you know what I'm saying? If we want real answers and we want real shit to happen, the bottom line is that in most of these situations, entertainment, sports, we are the majority. We the reason why this shit go. So we have to stand together in order to get the changes that we want to get changed. That goes for football. That goes for Hollywood. It's a lot of shit that, you know, we are in control of. We just don't know it. People looking to us. NFL, NBA. Look at the NBA. NBA is a player's league. Say that again.
I said we keep a lot of people lights on and food on their table.
Exactly.
For sure.
NFL is a play. Is if the people in the NFL understood the power, the black Americans understood the power that they had in the NFL, they could change a lot of things in the NFL. But they don't. They so scared of losing a paycheck. They so scared of not getting paid when they just let shit kind of go and be how it is. I mean, it's a little bit different in the NBA, but it ain't that different because you saw the NBA is more of a players' league. But as soon as somebody says something about them folks, they tried to ostracize him and get him up out of there. They just couldn't because he's such a talent that they couldn't get him out of here. Because I'm going to keep it 100. Kyrie Irving is the best ball-handling guard I've seen in the league since Isaiah Thomas. And that's
oh, wow.
a long time ago.
Yeah, nigga.
I'm being honest, man, because when I was little, boy, I'd be 43 and up.
I say AI. Since AI, because AI
man.
Was fucking niggas' shin bones, nigga. Okay.
No, he was. I mean, as far as handling the rock. I know AI had a crossover that, like, niggas couldn't even check, because that's why niggas was like, damn, he did that to Jordan? He got Jordan going both ways. He stripped them both ways. I remember that shit because I was watching that shit. But that nigga Kyrie Irving, man, is the best finisher under the rim I've seen. He's the best finisher in the game to me right now. When the last time you seen that nigga get blocked? And he don't dunk the ball at all, really.
Right. It's been a minute.
You don't. Yeah, you don't. But I didn't mean to get off of subject. I just feel like in order to get real change, we gotta stick together, and we gotta have a certain, I don't want to say a list of things that we want to get done, but we just gotta make sure we stick together and be on one accord when it comes to seeing change. You know what I'm saying? Because for a lot of us, we all want the same change. We want better living conditions for us as a whole in this country. And that means if we're talking about better living conditions, that covers everything. We're talking about better opportunities for housing, better opportunities to making more money, reparations. We're talking about everything that's positive for the black American in this country, you know. But we got to first stop killing each other. We got to first, and I mean killing each other over dumb shit. And I know poverty plays a big role of why we be out here killing each other in these hoods. I know it does. But we got to move past that some kind of way in order to grow, because we are never going to move forward as long as we keep killing off each other in these neighborhoods.
That's
I
a
mean,
fact.
It just is what it is. We doing their work. We doing their dirty work for them. But we supposed to be the most loving people. I feel like a lot of us scared of the white men, because we'll kill each other over stepping on some shoes. That white man done did way more worse shit to you, and you still let him do it. And you call him boss and master and sir.
Hey, man. Brooklyn the motherfucking Cali, man, you already know, my G. You know how we get.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right?
Yes, sir. Stay up,
my G. All right, my nigga.
100.
Shout out to my brother over there, Cali, man. It's crazy how it's fucking the weather is over there. It makes you question a lot of shit. Okay. Yes, yeah, Steph Curry got handles. I was actually looking at some documentary with Mahmoud Raouf. excuse me. I had some of this black sea oil, and that shit kind of got my shit dry. I'm about to give me another bottle of water. But Steph Curry is the perfected Mahmoud Raouf. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, but he was the best, though. You know what I mean? He's Steph Curry is Mahmoud Raouf on steroids. You know what I'm saying? 2.0. You said Russia is 55 miles away from Alaska. That's right. Yeah, we definitely know about HAARP. Hold on, I gotta get some water. Hold on. Give me a second, y'all. Hold on, let me get some water. My shit mad dry. Give me 1 second, y'all. 1 minute. Matter of fact, shit, I got water right here. My bad. That shit killing my motherfucking throat right there. All right, let's get back. All right, let's see. Hold on. Oh, yeah, thank you to Beverly and Ms. Drew for showing some love, donating to the platform. If y'all would like to donate to the platform, please donate to the fucking platform, okay? Mike, send me a bottle of Black Seed. Yeah. Yeah, I'm about to have some stuff, man. So I'm going to definitely have that a part of it, all right? Palestine, Ohio is taking truckloads of chemical spill soil to Michigan. See, that's what I'm saying. It's a lot that's going on, man. And it's like we're not going to know until it's too late. And if your eyes is open, you can see exactly what's going on. And then he's saying that he's going to send more money to Ukraine. $10 more billion. But he is not helping. He declined to help the people in Ohio. Y'all know that? He declined to help the people in Palestine, Ohio. That's crazy. He's not even sending help. Did y'all see any kind of National Guards going over there to help, any kind of help? Red Cross? He declined that shit. He declined it. And he want to run again, a second term. And this is the person that y'all wanted in office. Y'all can't wait to vote Joe Biden in. I am not a terrorist. I'm not trying to hurt the American people. Anything. No. But I have to say, Joe Biden is the fucking worst. Incompetent. This is the person that y'all was so ready to put in office. The motherfucker who wrote the crime bill, who was the protege to the fucking would you call that shit the head dragon leader of the fucking Ku Klux Klan, Grand Wizard, excuse me. This is the nigga. He has a history. And y'all, I'm not even going to disrespect y'all. But y'all, some of y'all in here couldn't wait for Biden to get in here. You. Yeah, you. That's watching me right now. You know who you are that went to the polls and voted this nigga in because y'all was too fucking scared. I hope they put Trump in office. I'm not voting. I hope that man get in office. He will do better than Biden. I can guarantee you. Yeah, I hope you're happy now. Press one for those who voted for him. Who voted for Biden? Put your hands up. Can I see somebody who voted for him? Don't be scared now, because when he was running, y'all motherfuckers, I even remember it on here. Y'all can't wait for him to get in here, cursing at all of us out and all that shit in here. Y'all know who y'all are. Yeah, you sipping your wine right now. Think you slick, motherfucker. Okay? So, let's keep it fucking pushing. Let me see what I got. Again, you see how close they are. You see how close Russia is right there. Okay? All right, we're going to look at the other thing in a minute, the R. Kelly joint, but I don't want to play that right now. All right, let's scroll. Let's go to this dude.
Stop dick eating, bro. Take the bar.
Wait, hold on. I ain't even hear it. That shit went right over my head.
Stop dick eating, bro.
Take those boxes off. That's number one. He said, take those boxes off twice. And then he said, let me see how big his love muscle is. What's up, family? Who the fuck talks like that? What he was doing at them parties, man. Pause for the pauses out there. But one more game now. Momo.
Take them boxes off.
And he's in the zone. So he know what he talking about. This nigga know what he want. That's some suspect shit. Who the fuck talk about name me say how big your love muscle is? Bro, what the fuck is up with these niggas, man? What's going on in this industry, man? Looking like a fucking Ewok. Okay? looking like Gizmo evil twins. He don't look like Gizmo. It's the other gremlins. The one that had the shades on and shit. Okay? They did. With the glasses on, the 3D looking glasses, man. What parties he was at? You gotta be careful, man. Listen. Look. To each his own. If you love other men, love muscles. Look. I don't know. Maybe he's slowly coming out, but that shit was real suspect. Yeah. How big is your love? What's that song? How deep is your love? How deep is your love? What's that? That shit was on. That's my favorite movie too. God damn it. Superfly, god damn it. Who remember the scene when he was in a tub with the lady with the bubbles? No. How deep is love? This is shit that Mary J had that it was an interlude. Anyway, and he had a rub across her butt. I should be looking real soft with the suds and shit. Remember, who know the Superfly scene in the tub with the black lady? Ooh, nigga, how deep is your love? God damn it, please. That nigga said, how big is your love? All right? Little nasty motherfucker. This right here made me... Look at this shit here. Now, I agree with the nigga from the St. Lunatics. Man, I didn't even look. So I'm gonna be honest. I didn't go look online to see what kind of famous like socks or mismatch socks or whatever the case may be. But even if they didn't have the same socks, because it's almost like they switched socks. Like, hey man, you sit next to me. Give me one of your socks and I give you one of mine. Like, who, like, that's kind of, you know, suspect. And then look what he got on. And I'm talking about Pusha T. Did they get you too? Look at Pusha T. Can I zoom in on this shit? You know what I'm going to do? Hold on, I'm going to do this right now. Hold on. I need to zoom in on this picture. I ain't get a chance to zoom in. Hold on. Let me blow this picture up real quick. Hold on. We gonna look at this motherfucker up close. Look at this shit here. We see the queen. Look. Queen, you've been there. You've been in the game for a minute, and you know what I'm saying. I ain't gonna disrespect the queen, but you know what I mean. You already been in that community. You know what I'm saying. And I say that with all due respect. I love the queen. Much love to Khadija. God damn it, AKA Cleo, AKA Latifah, baby. You got it. You know what I mean. So much love and respect for the queen. But nigga, this shit that you got on, homie, this ain't cute. You got a little fanny pack, book bag. Ain't nothing fashion about this, but I don't care what nobody be saying. That ain't stylish to me. I mean, if you had the full length pants on or something like that, then I probably wouldn't question you like that. But what's going on? And then I got the same socks on. I don't know, man. Like somebody had in the chat, he want in. Yeah, he probably do. He probably got in. This shit looking real spicy out here. This shit ain't cute. Look at that shit. Looking like he looking at what? Look, man. Niggas playing with each other peanut butter. These niggas be diving in this game ass first, like. Ass first, not even face first, with they ass out. That shit look kind of suspect to me, homie. That look real sus. You got your knees out. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, family. This shit is. Nigga got, you got the lotion on and all that shit. Why are you showing your legs, man? And they ain't looking rough, no nothing, man. You really manicured them knees, nigga. You really, listen. And I don't give a fuck. Pause for the pauses, family. You looking too sweet. Nigga got smooth knees and all that shit. Come on, nigga. You gotta show a little, some little wrinkles in that shit, little ash up in between the line or something, nigga. Come on, bro. A battle scar or something. I still got a ass whooping mark on my niece's little, what my mom's gave me. Okay, that shit's still there. I still got an ass whooping mark on my knee, fucking with Miss Linda. Cause I damn near burnt the house down when I was living in Bed-Stuy. Yeah, I set my curtain on fire with my Cat in the Hat book. I still remember that shit too. I was I think I was on punishment, and I was already on punishment. That's what's crazy. I was already on punishment, and did that while she was in a room sleeping with Mr. Kenny. That was her boyfriend at the time. She smelled that shit. I don't know where I got the mattress from, but my mom's tore my ass up. I was like 4 or 5 years old. I had to be five. I was like five, four, five. I was fucking young. Five. I had to be five. I had to be like five. She tore my ass up. I remember that shit. I remember that day like it was yesterday. So I always say, the shit that y'all do in front of y'all kids, just because they 4, 5, 6 years old, they can remember all the fucked up shit you did. So kids remember. So don't ever forget that shit. If I could go back to fucking 4 or 5 years old, shit. But anyway, this shit with this dude, nah, that shit is real suspect, homie. Real suspect. Hold on. Yeah, I'm scared for these kids today, too. Oh, boy. All right. Let's go to this dude, man. Now, I don't know how true this is, man, but he definitely gonna have to, he need to say something, because this nigga look just like him, just with a butt with a big-ass nose.
It takes a lot of courage for me to be able to talk about this.
Ooh,
now.
That nigga could smell, he could smell the chemical plant in Palestine, Ohio from right there.
Hey, that I am. They made me sign paperwork, you know, they didn't want to go public. It's just probably around COVID. They wanted to silence me. Ever since my mother really told me the truth, I feel like it should be public. You know, I need to just get this off my chest. I want to give thanks to you too, man. James Ty Smith. That's what I know him as. Father, great man. But many of you probably know him as LL Cool J. Blocked me from all social medias. I tried to take trips to see him. You know, him, his beautiful wife, siblings, brothers and sisters. I never knew why I wanted to make music, why I wanted. It takes a lot of courage for me to be able to talk about this now at the age of music, why I wanted to be an actor, why I wanted to be these things. Turns out my father is LL Cool J. I'm blessed. I'm thankful. He'll send me money every now and then, probably $200 a month. But it ain't about the money. Bless me with the charm.
And then the nigga try to lick his lips and shit. Come on, that's why I'm going to look at LL Cool J's interviews right now. This nigga lick his lips every 3 seconds. I can't even look at this. I can't even look at this nigga right here. Come on, man. And my shit dry, so I got to lick mine.
The ladies, charisma. Yeah. I really didn't want to take it here and have the blogs blow it up or nothing like that. I just, since he blocked my number, I haven't heard much from him. I feel like this is how I'll be able to reach out to him. That's my truth. Let me know, Dad. Stay smooth. Bless. Music. Why I wanted to...
Nigga look just like him. Love for Benji. I can't wait to finally meet you, Pops. LL Cool J locked in for life. Explore viral LL Cool J. But he's saying that he was giving him $200 a month.
Well, I wanted to
nigga, that's him. I don't know. What y'all think? Do y'all think that's his son? That nigga look, he spit the dude out. And yeah, that's what I'm saying, $200 a month? Oh, yeah, you stupid. You said LL Cool J, 50 Cent's son, they should do a song called Deadbeat Dads. But see, LL Cool J was out there smashing a lot of women, man. He was fucking a lot of bitches, son. And, oh, man, that's crazy. You know, his wife that he been with for, what, 30-plus years? She ain't going nowhere. She know the shit that she put up with LL Cool J messing with other women. You feel what I'm saying? So, I mean, at the end of the day, he shouldn't mind him taking a test to see if that's his. You know what I'm saying? That nigga look like a split image. He spit that nigga out. I ain't gonna hold that. Do y'all think that's his kid? I think that's his kid. I don't know. That ain't got a big ass nose though, but that looks just like that looks just like him, son. I don't know what y'all think. But there's always somebody that does look like people, but nah, son, that's and then look at the nose. His shit, he got shoulders on his nose though. He got some shoulders on his shit though. You know what I mean, his shit is a little wide. I don't know if LL Cool J got a nose job or something, but this nigga shit got his nose got shoulders on it. This shit's mad brolic. You know what I'm saying? Now that nigga can smell a barbecue. You heard? Nah, but I really think that's him, man. I think that's him. That's, yeah. It's, oh, man. It's impossible to beat that. I don't know. That nigga look just like him, though. On some real shit. Hold on. Oh, yeah. This shit right here, I'm pretty... Y'all went through all this shit already, but let me just say
this. 18 weeks, which is 5 months.
I passed my first semester.
And how far along are you?
Yo, good looking, Mike, for showing some love to the platform. Appreciate you, King. I wanted to say this before I go to FBG Duck's mom. Right, there's another picture I got. Hold on. It was another video too. Yeah, I think this is it. Let me see. But the brat always been beautiful though. She always been a baddie though. Real talk. Remember, there's a picture from back in the days when she basically looked like a female. And, you know, she's bad. And she got a fat ass, too. The brat is a baddie. She always been a baddie. And what I get from this girl, I said this a long time ago. I'm going to say this again. I don't follow them. I don't like their relationship. I'm not hating. What I see is that, is this her? Yeah. She seems too manly for me. I feel like she bosses. She's the real man of the relationship, and I feel like the brat is the actual female. You know what I mean? She's the dominant, she's the dom, and the brat is the submissive one. I get that chemistry. I feel that I don't want to say boss her around, but I can tell that the brat is scared of her. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not even going to hold you. I don't like her like that.
The community and to African-American hair care, we are honored. Sorry we couldn't be there. I do have my team there in my absence, but we just want to thank you from the bottom of our heart.
Yeah, whatever. But, I mean, she had her own business and all that, so she's been doing her thing. So she always been, successful in her own right. So she ain't need... the brat. So she was definitely doing her thing. So salute to her. I just feel like, you know, and she got a child of her own. I think she got a daughter. I'm not sure. As you can see, I never followed her, but I will follow her now. Well, you know, I'm not really a big fan, but I do follow the brat. But she gives me a weird vibe with her and the brat, to be honest, on some real shit. I haven't seen this. So what's that? It's kind of dope.
I tried to smoke and I burned a hole in the couch.
I, Jessica Faye Duclart, take you, Shante Harris, to be my everything.
You are my twin flame, my soulmate. I will cherish you and I will cherish each moment with you and be anything and everything you need forever. Amen.
Somebody pop on deck. My crowd in rotation. Are you on 10 yet? Are you on 10 yet? Wait, are you on 10 yet?
That's dope though. First of all, I didn't even see this, so congratulations to them. Much love to them, though. You know what I mean? I hope they, hope they be, you know, together forever and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Salute. You know what I'm saying? Well, whatever makes her happy. You know what I mean? I'm happy for them. Like, real shit. So salute to them. All that good shit. I don't know. It was a clip that I seen like a while ago with both of them, and it's kind of, it wasn't even like it was a bad video. It's just how she came at her. It was just something that I got from it. It was uneasy, so I didn't really pay them no mind anymore. You understand what I'm saying? And I wish the brat nothing but the best, though. I wish nothing but the best for them, though. It's just something about that girl that rubs me the wrong way. I can't put my hand on it. But it's just a vibe that I've seen. And maybe it's just me, man. I just wish them nothing but the best, though. But she's 48 years old, man. And I feel like she said, no, bitch. You gonna have the baby this time. I don't have mine. I really feel like she told her, like, bitch, no. You gonna have this fucking baby. I ain't having none, okay? You gonna have it. And, you know, she's 48 years old. And this what... You know, this is a testimony right here to show the people that, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are, but it all depends. We know it all depends on what, if you really like 55, 60, 70, even though in some countries they have babies around that age as well. It all depends on how you take care of your body, so forth and so on. So, you know, you can't say, well, 35 is the limit. Or 40 is the limit. No, this lady is 48 years old, and she looked great to be 48. So salute to the brat. But, hey, to each his motherfucker.
Oh, that's
dope, though. The brat is so fucking pretty, man. But I'm happy for them, though. I really am happy for them, though. No hate, no shade, man. I wish them the best. I wish them the goddamn best. It's a couple of things, so just hold on, man. Let me see. It's quite a few things, man. Let me just get this out the way real quick.
I got
listen to this.
That he was in the airport, right?
Okay.
I mean, right. Imagine that. Right.
I like that.
I would know Sid when you land. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because it's that deep, right?
Yeah.
Long story short, he pursued this situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the Ritz-Carlton, from what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't go well for him
mm-hmm.
because he didn't do shit protocol-wise.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all I want to say about
okay.
it.
Okay. I don't even know what happened just then. I don't even know if it's a clap or what.
Well, yeah, push. What we've done, we met indirectly without meeting.
Oh. Okay.
And then we met.
Okay.
Right. If you feel me.
I kind of, yeah. I don't know what we're talking about. But it's just,
sometimes you have to leave it like that.
Okay, just leave it like
I got calls.
Now you see what he's saying. You know what I mean? So y'all already got the story, but you know, hey, that's JP for you. But here's what rubbed me the wrong way when he put this quote up. Hold on, yo, this is so funny right here. This is so fucking funny, son. You know what's crazy? I put my hat on my daughter's head when she came out. I damn sure did. I did put the hat on. Oh shit. So that's funny, bro. Hold on. Where's that? Damn, it's a lot that it's been damn near a week since I've been on, so it's a lot to uncover, and I probably save some for tomorrow as well. But yeah, that fucking coon right there. Hold on. Yeah, we gonna look at that too. That's kind of crazy. Look at this Joe Biden ass nigga. Look at this shit.
This is Joe Biden in Ukraine. Check out the look on his face. Check out his pace, his walk. A good time to remind everybody, more than 200,000 Russians have been killed in Ukraine. They're taking people just out of jail and throwing them on the battlefield and having them blown up. Also, we don't know how many Ukrainians. The Ukrainians don't really report their casualties. America's not telling us. They're talking about sending fighter jets, United States F-16s, to Ukraine. China is talking about putting in lethal weaponry into Russia. By the way, we've heard about a couple of frightening weapon systems. China and Russia have been developing weapons that shoot into space to take out American satellites. American satellites are the key strategic advantage Americans have on the battlefield. China also, they don't have air superiority. They have a pretty bad air weapons system and pretty bad air capabilities. But what they do have is supersonic intercontinental ballistic missiles. So the missiles go faster than the speed of sound, can be launched from mainland China, and hit anywhere in the world. This is Joe Biden, President of the United States of America, in Ukraine.
When I tell you it's serious out here, y'all don't even understand. Yeah, let me get this out the way. Fuck it.
I'm going to deliver much needed humanitarian assistance as well as food, water, medicine, shelter, and other aid to Ukrainians displaced by Russia's war, and provide aid for those seeking refuge in other countries from Ukraine. It's also going to help schools and hospitals open. It's going to allow pensions and social support to be paid to the Ukrainian people so they have something in their pocket. It's also going to provide critical resources to address food shortages around the globe. And
y'all hear that shit? See, this is what I'm saying. Like, this is crazy, son. They are here by the droves, picking up all of the resources, medical care, hotels, property, areas. Did I say hotels already? If I did, I say it again, hotels. All of this stuff. And don't even clean up their own backyard. Don't even care about their own fucking people. What does that tell you? What do those people have over there? What are they doing so as they get treated better than the ones that bust their ass that's on the... See, that's why they look at us as hamsters. On a hamster wheel, every day working, paying taxes to help other people. We all bust our ass to help other people win and come over here and take over and reap all the benefits, and we can't get nothing. See that shit? That's your mans. In the words of DMX, that's your mans. See that? Y'all love him so fucking much. I can't wait to get him in office. You need to put something in their pocket. You need money in their pocket. Get the fuck out of here. But y'all love him. This nigga right here is crazy.
Yes, I did get a dress from Goodwill. Yes, I do look like a badass and also a savage. And here's why you should get one. The mobility in this thing is insane. The things I can do in this, freaking crazy, way more rad than the things I can do in a suit. You think I could pull this off in a freaking suit?
Yo.
Not a chance. There's...
Ooh, boy. These motherfuckers here is crazy, family. Ah, that was funny. I hate these niggas. I hope them niggas die. Nah, I'm not even gonna lie to you on that. I really do. And I'm sorry God for thinking like that. But we've been pushed back so far, man. They pushing us way the fuck back, man. They pushing us all the way back. Do y'all hear me? All the way back, family. We go two steps forward, they push our shit all the way back 100 years, okay? These niggas is too much, family. Too much. Look at this. Listen to this shit. This is the new shit right here, though.
Where the niggas that get raspy? Where they at?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Respect me. Call it just like I see. You gotta respect me. If you want to be with me, you gotta respect me. Anytime or see me, she better respect me. It's gonna be what it's gonna be, cause you're gonna respect me. Bring it on or let it be. You don't wanna test me. Pay my dues off in these streets. Respect me, act a fool out in these streets, cause they gonna respect me. You bet too, R-E-S-C-E, respect me, R-E-S-C-E, respect me, R-E-S-C-E, respect me.
Yeah, and that's it, and y'all fuck with her. Alright, look at this nasty bitch right here.
That's for me. That's for Shay. That's for all y'all bitches. Take that. What you want to do with it? Laughing. I just love working out. Gotta push that workout.
That bitch is on something. Like, I think she's really on crack. See that? Anyway. Hold on. Got a few more things to talk about. This is funny right there. That's crazy. Yeah, that's about right. That's about right there. Yeah, everybody, give me a second. I gotta take this call real quick. Yo, all right, cool. Cause I'm live right now too. Oh. All right, so just call me. I ain't gonna be on too long. I'll call you back. No. Okay. All right. Bye. Yeah. Sorry about that. But yeah, that was crazy. Okay, what a fucking day. Tokyo, she's crazy, man. Something is definitely wrong with her, for sure. All right, matter of fact, let me do this. Let me go to Shorty real quick. Let's go. Shout out to Real Life Productions, man. Hold on.
Your W-2 and file safe and state 3. Simple tax returns, and then they want to erase reality like it never happened.
All right. Now, I played some of this already. Let me ask with the show of hands, man. Who seen the interview with so-called R. Kelly's daughter on the Real Life production? Who seen it? Who seen it? Press one if y'all seen it. Because I only listened to up to 15 minutes. I don't know where the real deep parts of what she's going to say in this interview. This is where I stopped it at before I came live. How many people seen that interview? Did anybody see the interview? Yes, no. I'm trying to figure out. And let me find out, man. You know what? I'll leave that one alone. Make sure y'all show some love to the platform. You know what I'm saying? Hit that like button. You know what I'm saying? But thank you, Mike, Beverly, and Ms. Drew. I know it could be more than that, y'all. Okay? Let's get to the Doggy. And I didn't hear all of this shit with Doggy Diamonds and Hassan Campbell. I looked at a little bit of his live. I think it was yesterday? Or the other night. I got to really look more into it so I can have an opinion on it. I really don't know what happened between them. I don't know what happened between them, but I know Hassan is always in some shit putting somebody's name in his mouth. So what I'll do, I will definitely listen to it, and then I will address it. I really don't know what happened between them, but I will make sure that I will, for sure. So I'm not going to play this whole interview because this is not my intellectual property. So make sure y'all go to Real Life Productions and check them out. So I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play some of it, all right, and then we'll go from there.
I can explain away for my dad. I used to refer to him like the first dad, my first dad, until I got my other dad. But I used to didn't tell anybody because I'm like, it sounds crazy. Nobody gonna believe me if I said my first dad was R. Kelly. I used to sing his songs in music class and. He just left me after his trial, and then it came my second dad, and he was there for a moment, and then he eventually had to go to his next work. So for having that kind of memories, and so it kind of made me not listen to his songs growing up as much. So it just, so I didn't know the magnitude of how who he was as an artist, because I personally wasn't. It hurted me, it triggered me, and then. It was the people around me didn't have the pressures, or they had the answers to the question, and just they wasn't allowed to tell me it. And then for my mom, I remember seeing her on TV. I was like very young. Maybe I was 5 because my age range is different. So from the memories, I do remember.
Thank you, Safi, for showing some love to the platform. Thank you.
Of seeing her on TV, and then my grandma saying not to say that, and then the waiver in the house that I mentioned. That I was living in that house, and then we visited somebody's house. And then I see my mom on her video, More Than a Woman, and I'm like, there she go. Like,
exactly.
Is this her? Like, she looks different. Her hair is different. And I'm like, it probably is her. And I'm like,
yes,
this might
yes.
be her. And then
yes.
when she died, I wanted to differentiate her from the woman that I knew as my mom and her to accept it better. So I just didn't say nothing because then, you know, I'll never see her again because the type of relationship we had is she always kept her word of when we was, it took a long time sometimes, but she always, when she said she was coming. So I just held on to that faith. And then.
So,
mm-hmm.
what we're saying here is, you know.
Wait. She says she's Guyanian by her own words when she said that shit, because I am going to waste my time. She looked nothing like them. But what I just looked at, the Hassan and the Doggy Diamond shit. So do y'all want me to go into that, to play some of that? Let me know. But see, you know, I mean, it is fair use, but I don't know. I'm just going to play what Doggy Diamond say because I don't know. I'm not going to play Hassan shit. Do y'all want me to play the... Doggy Diamond joint? All right. You're like, yeah, nigga, yeah, nigga. She has her own YouTube. Oh, wow. Because I didn't really look into her, though. Oh, so she's, oh, so she one of those. Wow. Okay. Thank y'all for putting me on. And what I will do is look into that. Let me write that down before I share my screen. What's the name of her page? Winky Wink. Winky, right? Please give me her page if you don't mind. What's the name of her YouTube? All right, let me see her fucking name anyway on here. Hold on. Oh, Legina Gold. All right, let me Legina Gold. Is that her YouTube page name? What's her YouTube page name? Excuse me, y'all. Excuse me. I think that fucking, all I taste is spaghetti right now. All right? Shit, I'm about to get off camera because that, told y'all, that shit damn near put me to sleep before I even came on. Yeah, I got it down, Legina Gold. All right, let's go to the Doggy Diamond joint, man. Let's go to that. And then I got a long ride tonight, too, so. Yeah, and I'll be back, but I'm taking my computer and shit with me, though. All right, here we go. All right, now, I don't know if I'm going to click on here. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to do that because I don't know what he might do playing his shit. So I fuck with Doggy Diamonds, and I interviewed him, too. So if y'all want to go check out that interview I did with him, please check it out. It was a real dope interview I did with him. But I'm gonna go back.
Make more money.
Because I was watching his live a little bit as well. I was watching it too. I think it was last night. It came on yesterday. Yep. It came on yesterday. I was watching a little bit last night. I even commented in the comment section too.
Wasting tons of time on troubleshooting with attendees. If so,
shout out to Doggy Diamond.
Do you want to tell the audience the time when you was going out there to do something you had no business doing, and I called you, and I said, nah, bro, go home. You want to tell the audience? So all of this, you sucking whack 100 dicks, that shit triggered the fuck out of me, because don't you ever in your life, first of all, I ain't never sucked no dick, but we don't know about you. The jury's still out on you. So how could you ever say a real nigga like me ever suck somebody dick?
Wait a minute.
Because I'm cool with somebody on Clubhouse? You met up with a rat. You sat down with a rat and Whack 100 knowing that you taped this conversation. So what type of nigga are you? You taped the nigga and you knew that you had a conversation with him. And the only time you put the conversation out is when he went on Clubhouse the next day and disrespected you. Then you put the conversation out trying to finish him. When Charleston White said he raped white chicks, you was defending him until he went in on you. You know why? Because you don't do shit for the community. You don't do nothing for nobody. You talking about you got all these kids. Nigga, most of your kids is on SSI. That's how you get your fucking money. Get the fuck out of here. Ever play with me. I always protected you. You and that Star, me and Star got into issues behind you. I never had no beef with Star. I never had no issues with Star. Why did you come on my platform and start disrespecting Star? Why did you do that? Why did you do that? Star helped you. Star helped you. Why did you diss Star on my platform? So now me and Star are beefing. I'm like, damn. Why did you do that? You ain't used to call me and say, I don't trust Five Guard. I don't know what's up with Five Guard. I don't trust him. You ain't used to tell me that? To say, oh, he seemed like a good dude. Help him. You ain't used to do that? You wasn't been planning on beefing with Five Guard? You wasn't been planning on having an issue with Five Guard? You wasn't planning that the whole time? I said to the world, Star is my OG. I told Star, listen, even if you disrespect me and say anything about me, Star, I'll never respond to you because you my OG. Fuck it. I take the scolding. I take whatever. I said that. I told him that on the phone. You've been fucking with me for years, saying my name for years, disrespectfully. I just ignore you. We talk on the phone. Oh, Doggy Diamonds is trying to imitate. What the fuck want to imitate you? Nigga, I ain't never got touched. When I was 13, I was outside with it. I was with the shit at 13. When I was 13, I was humping on girls. I ain't never had no grown man humping on me at 13, 16, whatever year it is. Then when we do the interview, I asked you, yo, when did you realize something was wrong? Why you kept going back? Oh, I was already broken in by then. That's your answer? You didn't realize it was wrong? I was already broken in by then. You full of shit. When you was beefing with her song, I mean, when you was beefing with Sonetta, who got y'all on the phone? Come on, y'all. What we doing? Sonetta helped you. We all try to help you, but now you the big YouTuber and you getting all this shit. Now you this, that, and the third. The fuck out of here. You still a bum-ass Bronx nigga, and that's all you ever going to be. You let niggas play in your fucking butt. You play the niggas' butt, and that's just all you ever going to be. So let's get to it. First of all, when you get in, you said Zulu Nation is like a gang, right? So when you get into a gang, how do you get into a gang? You get
and
jumped in.
You get jumped in.
Or how else do you get in?
Don't say you get fucked in.
How else do you get into a gang? You got fucked in. You got fucked into Zulu Nation.
Oh.
Niggas fucked you in.
Ooh, shit.
You ain't get jumped in. You got fucked in. And you still was protecting a nigga who fucked you. You was protecting a nigga for years who fucked you. You got pictures with him. Hold on. And let's see this. Let me ask you something. Why you on Tribe Called Quest album cover? What you do in the industry? You went there with Bam? Ain't they Zulu Nation too? Why you on Tribe Called Quest album cover?
I even know that. Wow.
Why you on the album cover? Why you on the album cover? One of their good albums. Why you on the album cover? Why you on that? Could you explain to the world? So you went there with Bam Bada, the person who was molesting you, to be on the album cover. You sat on the green screen and did that? Why are you on the album cover? Why are you on the classic album? What the fuck you do for the industry? You know what you was? You was a nigga little skank. Why was you on the album cover? You want to tell the world? I just don't fuck. I just rather not fuck with you. I'd rather just not fuck with you. I had a crib. I brought you to the crib. I interview you. I try to interview you. I always try to protect you. I don't fuck. You know what them niggas were saying to me? They was like, yo, I don't believe him. I don't believe him. I was the last person to say, nah, I'm going to leave him. No, I'm a fuck with him. I'm going to fuck with him. He mean well. He mean well. How many times did you say my name derogatory? You talk about whack disrespect me. You talk about whack disrespecting me. On Clubhouse? Nigga, you been to one of my cribs. How many times did you disrespect me? How many times did you disrespect me? Straight up. How many times you disrespect me? How many times you had my fucking name in your mouth derogatory?